Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about the team preview for the 2023 Washington Huskies, Mr. Football, Fenton Sutter. How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Hey, how you doing today, Mr. Logan Landers?
Hey, I am looking forward to talking about this tremendous Washington team. Of course, before we get right into it, though, if you guys enjoyed this episode, give us a like, a follow, share, subscribe on all of our social media platforms, that being on Facebook and YouTube. You can also find us on podcast if you enjoy listening to that. Audibly, you can check us out on any major podcast room platform like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, just to name a couple. That's thanks to the fine folks at the Believe Podcast Network for helping us out and hooking us up for the past few years now at this point. Well, guys, let's get it right into it. As you know, I'll be handling the offense, and Mr. Football will be handling the defense of the Washington Huskies. And let's get right into it. Of course, when you look at Washington, you think of the guy who was in the Heisman race, did not get the win in that one, though, and that is Mr. Michael Penix Jr. We know what he's done. He's had a great year, 4,218 yards for him. He's got 33 touchdowns, 9 INTs, only been sacked 10 times. Credit to the offensive line for their outstanding work this year. But there's a reason. There's a reason that Michael Penix Jr. was in the Heisman race. There's a reason he, you know, was one of the top four quarterbacks in the league, in the NCAA. And a great work he's done, and he's been something that you can't really find in numbers, and that is clutch. He's gotten big wins against Oregon, as we know, beat them twice this year. And they've gotten good wins against USC, Utah, Oregon State, just to name a few. Michael Penix Jr. has had solid performances in the vast majority of those games. But let's look at the rest of the team, because this is not just a one-man show, as we know. Washington is undefeated, and they need a little bit more help, obviously, beside Michael Penix Jr. Running back room, you've got Dylan Johnson, 200 carries, 1,113 yards for the young man, a 5.5 average per rush, and he's got 14 touchdowns. Definitely an underrated piece of this Washington Husky puzzle. Receiving game, you've got some stars. You've got some great players. You've got, of course, Jalen Polk, 60 grabs, 1,000 yards flat on the season. He's got 8 touchdowns. And the main guy, Rome Odunze, 1,428 yards for that young man, 81 receptions, a 17.6 average per catch, and he's got 13 touchdowns. That's your 1-2 punch right there. That's going to be something that Texas is going to have to lock down if they want to get the win in the Sugar Bowl and keep moving on, trying to get to a national championship. And as I always do, I always like to break down the kickers, because those always come up clutch, and you have to have a solid kicker, and especially in the top four playoff teams. And they are led by Mr. Grady Gross, 58 of 58 from the extra points, didn't miss a single one this year. Only 13 of 17, though, from field goals. Didn't kick a whole lot of them this year. We know that offense put in some great work. The only ones he's missed this year, he's missed 3 from 30 to 39. He's missed 1 from 40 to 49. He's not kicked any this year from 50 plus. So if it gets a little bit too far out of his range, expect Washington to potentially go for it on fourth down, depending on where the yardage is going to be at. But we know Washington is a high-scoring team. They average 37.7 points per game. And when you're led by a guy who was in Heisman contention, you're going to be doing pretty good. There's a reason Washington is undefeated, and that's because of their great offense. But Mr. Turner, tell the people about their defense and how that's helped them lead them to the final Pac-12 championship, as well as an undefeated year and the number two team in the nation.
But defensively, they led with one of the better 2024 NFL draft prospects at the defensive end spot in Braylon Trice. This is a gentleman that has 8.5 tackles for loss. He has 8 sacks on the season. He's the guy that carries the load for this University of Washington Huskies defense. Then I like what they got in the secondary. They got some playmakers. Jabbar Muhammad is an outstanding corner with 3 interceptions on the year. Then they got Dominique Hampton, another great football player at the safety position, 2 interceptions, 40 tackles on the year. And then they got a linebacker. Remember this name. This guy seemingly always make plays. Carson Bruner, outstanding football player, 1 interception on the year, over 70 tackles on the year. But he seems like a gentleman that's always around the football. This is a Husky defense that gives up 23 points a game. When I look at them overall, they do enough to get the job. And think about this. They made enough plays to beat Oregon twice in Bo Nix. That's all I have to say about the Washington Huskies defense. They're a very balanced defense. They're going to give up some yards. They might give up some points. But in key parts of the game, they're going to come up with a big turnover. And they're led by a very good football player who's a top 10 pick in the 2024 NFL draft. I mentioned him again, Mr. Braylon Trice.
Yes, sir. Mr. Football, as always, it's a pleasure breaking down these teams with you, giving you guys, our fans, just a heads up and just a preview of what this team's all about here in Washington. Always fun talking sports with you, Vincent. I look forward to it each and every single week. Guys, if you enjoyed the video, give us a like, follow, share, subscribe on our social media channels, Facebook and YouTube. And, of course, download our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere else you enjoy listening to podcasts. You are in luck. You can find us there each and every single week. We'll talk to you guys again on another live episode. Until then, go enjoy some football. We'll see you soon.